This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Another kind of investigation going on in this country. This one, though, into a deadly outbreak of fungal meningitis. Health officials say more than 90 people in the U.S. have contracted the rare disease, and the outbreak continues to spread. So far, at least 8 people have died. The outbreak's been linked to an injectable steroid. It was made by a company called the New England Compounding Center in Framingham, Massachusetts. And it's what's known in the business as a compounding pharmacy. But as Marketplace's David Gura reports, these kind of pharmacies are not subject to the same regulations as drug manufacturers.
A compounding pharmacy does what all pharmacies used to do. It makes custom medicines, ointments, tablets, and yes, injectable drugs. James Karboski is a pharmacy professor at the University of Texas.
In the beginning, all there was compounding.
But the margins on prescription drugs are thin, so chain pharmacies have made up for that by selling more than medicine. But small pharmacies can't do that, so they've turned to compounding. David Creeling teaches at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Pharmacy.
With compounding, since they're individualized and unique, the provider has a lot more latitude to establish and specify the price.
And that price is often lower than major drug makers, which appeals to doctors and clinics. Today, there are more than 7,500 compounding pharmacies. James Karboski at Texas says some of them are like miniature manufacturers, but they're not technically manufacturers.
The difference between compounding and manufacturing has always been a bit of a battle between the Food and Drug Administration and pharmacy organizations.
Large-scale drug companies are regulated by the FDA, but compounding pharmacies are not. They're regulated at the state level. Frank Palumbo heads the University of Maryland's Center on Drugs and Public Policy. He says there's a lot we don't know about the compounding pharmacy linked to the meningitis outbreak.
But typically, a pharmacy is supposed to have a prescription for basically everything it dispenses to a patient.
And Palumbo says it's hard to imagine the New England Compounding Center had a prescription for each of the steroids it shipped across the country, more than 17,000 doses. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.